grab the baby, the river's rising. Muddy waters taking back the land. This old house, it won't take one more beating. Ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Morning light showed water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save, you just can't take them with you. Flood will swallow all we leave behind.
Nick Barr is, of course, host of WAMC's Bluegrass Time. He celebrates 50 years in bluegrass music this Saturday at a special show at the Linda in Albany called, appropriately enough, Nick Barr, 50 Years in the Making. It's a night of great music and grand reunions featuring members from Nick's first band, the Foggy Mountain Stillickers. I have to ask you about that name.
Okay.
The show will see the reuniting bluegrass samurai Blue Moon. Also appearing, the WAMC Saturday Night Radio lineup, Wanda Fisher, Tim Coakley, and of course Nick. The show will also feature local favorites Al and Kathy Bain, Marty Wendell, and more, in a special appearance of the Barr Brothers. And to tell us more, it is very fun to welcome our own Nick Barr to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. Thank you. And, of course, everybody's busy getting ready for the fun drive. You have to mention that, of course.
Yes.
Starts on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is. We're getting ready for the fun drive, but, hey, first things first.
Right.
We can have a party on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be for you.
All right.
That's exciting. So, 50 years, were you keenly aware of this, or did somebody tap you on the shoulder and say, oh, by the way, it's been 50 years?
No, it just occurred to me, 1966. And it was like, that's almost 50 years. And it was like, gee, 50 years, that's a major, a major anniversary, so to speak.
Yes.
So I decided to do something. And, of course, the first thing I thought about was, where would I do this? And I didn't have to think very long for that. It was like, duh, we've got a great performing arts venue right here. And so I talked to Graham, and he was very positive about it. He says, oh, good. The people that work for the station and play music, it's good to have them, because besides myself, Wanda and Tim, all three of us, besides having a music show on Saturday night, all three of us are musicians. Wanda plays guitar and sings, and Tim plays drums, and I play various types of bluegrass music. And so I just figured to get the bunch of us together, and I'm actually bringing my brother up from Connecticut, because he's probably the person that got me into bluegrass, because he's 5 years older than me. When I was a kid searching for music and seeing what he was doing, and he got into the folk music, and that's where I kind of followed and then discovered, oh, there's this thing called bluegrass. I grew up in Connecticut, and, it's not exactly a bluegrass music state. But
so what was going on in 1966 for you that got you initially into bluegrass then?
I guess I had discovered the music, and I had bought some records, and I started off with a guitar, and when I discovered bluegrass, I got interested in some of the other instruments like banjo and mandolin, and I was going away to school when I was in high school, but I was home for spring vacation, and I went to a get-together, and there were some people there, and it's like, geez, are these guys in a band? And then I approached these guys because they didn't have a mandolin. I thought, you're looking for people? And they said, yeah, what do you play? And I said, mandolin. Oh, we don't have a mandolin player. So, and that's kind of how it evolved. And Phil and I were both in college from 66 to 70. We're the same age. He's a few weeks older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd only get together on summers. And then, of course, after I graduated from college, I moved up to Albany, but still kept in touch with the people. So the music that we heard on the beginning there, that's a tune, that's Phil Rosenthal, and it's a brand new album out. He has it out with his family. It's the Summers Rosenthal Family. And that's a song that he wrote. And it's been covered by many, many people. Johnny Cash, the Osborne Brothers, the Seldom Scene, which he was a member of for several years. So I know for a fact that we're going to be doing that song and some other songs that he did. And some of the other bands that you mentioned, the Bluegrass Samurai and Blue Moon, I've both gotten together with them this past week. And in the case of Samurai, it's been 30 years, and Blue Moon's about 12 or 15 years. But we got together and started picking, and things seemed to work. So I'm thinking we'll have some good music, and it'll be fun because it'll be people getting together that haven't been together before. And of course, my brother, who's in and of himself a character, but, you know, I better warn you.
Well, so all of those aspects coming together, so you think of all of those various parts of your life coming together is, mm-hmm. is pretty fun and exciting. Tell us about the first group, how the first group got together.
I think it was, that was the summer of 66, and I guess I had met Phil and Dave, and we kind of formed a band together, and Phil had a friend who played the washtub bass because we couldn't find a real bass player back then. But and we did some gigs that summer, and I think the first gig we did was a AA picnic, so we had to kind of adjust our repertoire for certain songs, you know, like White Lightning and things like that. And over the years, it's Phil and Dave were in a band in the early 70s in Connecticut, and I would sometimes sit in with them, even though I was living in Albany, if they needed a fill-in. Sometimes I'd get down there. But getting to everybody together, I think, is going to be fun. You also mentioned Marty Wendell. I did an album with him. He's a country musician, but his son wanted him to do a rockabilly album because that was what he had grown up on, Marty.
Right.
And, you know, back in the 50s. And he wrote some songs and put an album out, and he wanted an upright bass player. And for some reason, he called me, and he said, "Would you like to play on an album?" I said, "Sure." You know, so that's how that evolved. So we've got a lot of music we're going to have to pack in 2 hours, but I think it's going to be a fun time.
You go a little longer.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's all good. It's fascinating to me that so you play you started up playing mandolin. How many different instruments do you play now?
Well, I like to say I play a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing. But
so mandolin, banjo,
yeah,
guitar,
fiddle, bass, and I've recently taken up the dobro or resonator guitar, as they call it now. So those are the six primary instruments that comprise music, bluegrass music. And that's the instruments they give awards to, which is something probably unique about bluegrass music, where there is a very defined set of instruments. Not to say that there aren't other bluegrass recordings that have other instruments that get in, but it's kind of unique to have a defined, you know, six instruments that comprise the music. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun thing, and I know I'm really looking forward to, especially now that I got together with the two bands this week, and, you know, we went through some songs, and we have a list of songs. We're not going to get through all of them. We won't have time for everything. And then on Saturday, Dave, who lives in Maine, and Phil, who lives in Connecticut, are coming up. And we'll get together probably sometime in the afternoon. We've already talked over about a list of songs that we want to do. Muddy Water is definitely one of them.
That's great.
Because it's one that's obviously probably Phil's best-known tune, and it's on his new album.
So you mentioned the fun drive earlier, and as one of the people here who sits there and pitches and reads the comments, your name and the show come across the desk so often to people who are calling in support of it. What is it do you think about bluegrass and about the music that you play and the music that you represent that strikes such a chord with people?
Well, that's a good question. The music evolved with Bill Monroe was the father of bluegrass music, and he kind of started playing this music that was a little bit different from the rest of country music. And over the years, it became such that people started, instead of saying Bill Monroe, they said bluegrass because the name of his band was the Bluegrass Boys. And the music, it's mostly played acoustic, and, you know, a lot of bluegrass musicians like to jam. You know, that's one of the things that there'll probably be a lot of over the weekend. Even you go to a bluegrass festival, if you walk out in the audience, you know, there's the bands are playing on stage, but the people that are there for the camping, you know, they're all playing music, you know, amongst themselves. In some cases, they've played together. In other places, they've never even met each other, and they just, you know, pick up the instruments and pick a song and play. It's a music that a lot of people like. It probably hasn't gotten the exposure that, you know, rock or country has, but it's something that once you hear it, you get to like it. So I'm hoping that some people will come out Saturday night at the Linda at 8 o'clock. And, of course, the Linda is right here, 339 Central Avenue. And looking forward to having people come out.
And for you and for all of the people who will be there, really, I mean, you know better than anybody else that this is still music that's very much in demand. I mean, you all are busy folks going out and doing this music.
Yeah, there's lots of bands out there playing. And, you know, I just got back from the World of Bluegrass in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the International Bluegrass Music Association has been putting that on for, well, I guess, 30 years now. And it's grown. It's grown to the point that there's literally hundreds of bands now that go there and showcase. And of course, there's a business conference part of it, too. There's also an awards show, which was first started in 1990. So it's the 27th annual award show this year. We have the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame, which was started around the same time, about 1990, and we've been inducting people into that for the last number of years. And that's happening in Owensboro, Kentucky. There's an International Bluegrass Music Museum. There's one existing, but a brand new one is under construction, which will be open in 2018. And it's going to be a huge thing. So there's a lot of really good things going on in bluegrass music today. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it. And it's kind of a obsession, maybe.
Well, something you love.
Yes, right.
It's something that you love.
Yes, right.
Well, we'll be celebrating that love. 50 years in bluegrass music with Nick Barr this Saturday at 8 p.m. at a show at the Linda called Nick Barr 50 Years in the Making. Yes. You can find out more information about the event by going to the website thelinda.org, thelinda.org. And again, it's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Nick, you're terrific. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the milestone and on the wonderful show, and have a terrific time on Saturday night.
Yes, well, thank you for letting me join you and telling everybody about this. I really appreciate it.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. Nick Barr, again, celebrating 50 years, and he'll be doing it Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Linda, thelinda.org.